This is Space Kate, and I'm here at the US Spacewalk of Fame Museum, which is a free museum in Titusville, and I suggest that everybody comes and visits. It's actually a fantastic little place. Got some really, really incredible stuff here. And one of those incredible things is Sam Bedingfield, who is standing right here in front of me, and he tells me that his employee number at NASA's Kennedy Space Center was number 4. How on earth did you manage that?
Well, I got here at a very important time. See, when I first got down here, NASA had 33 people, but nobody had an employee number. So after about 2 weeks, they did it alphabetically, and everybody got an employee number, so mine is 4.
Do you remember who was number 1?
A guy whose name was spelled A.A. something.
That's cheating, really. So what was it that you worked on when you were here?
I'm an aeronautical engineer, so I took over some of the aeronautical engineering, and when I got down here, they said, we don't have any mechanical engineer. I said, well, my degree reads mechanical engineering aeronautical option. They said, okay, fine, that's what you need to do. So I said, what is it I need to work on? They said, anything not worked on by somebody else. So they had electrical engineers, but it didn't have a mechanical engineer. They said, okay, here's what you do. You take care of the weight and balance, the rocket alignment, all of the engines, and all the explosives. We need somebody to worry about those. I was busy.
And which rockets were you working on?
I worked on just the Mercury program, Mercury Redstone, Mercury Atlas, Gemini Titan, and then the Apollo, the three different rockets for Apollo, and then I was the first one assigned to the space shuttle. I started on the shuttle in 1969, right after we got the first crew back from the moon. They took me off of Apollo and assigned me to the space shuttle.
Wow, I think you must have some amazing stories. I mean, how do you feel about, I mean, the shuttle program is now coming to an end. Does that make you feel sad?
I don't like that, but I think, of course, you realize I was the first one at KSC to go to work on the shuttle. I started that in August of 1969, so it's about time to do something different. But I'd like to do something different, too, not just quit.
And you worked on all the Apollo missions?
Worked on Apollo through Apollo 11, the first one that landed on the moon. We got the crew back, then they took me off and assigned me to the shuttle. So 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, I was not working on the shuttle. Apollo at that time, I was already working on the shuttle.
But, I mean, Apollo 11 is the big one that everybody remembers.
That's the first one that landed people on the moon.
Can you tell me, you know, what was it like working on that and waiting to see if they made it to the moon or not?
Oh, yeah, we were not sure. And then when they landed on the moon, they had about 17 seconds left of fuel before they landed. So we were very, very busy trying, because they were landing on one place and they found out that the surface was not right there, so they moved it up and they burned almost the fuel up getting to another place to land.
And what was your part in ensuring that they got to the moon safely?
Well, I started off as the mechanical engineer. I had all of the mechanical engineering stuff, and then finally I moved to the program office for the whole Apollo program.
That's so incredible. So how long did you work for NASA in total?
27 years. I started in 1959 down here so we could start manned spaceflight. Project Mercury was the first one.
Wow, it's actually such an honor to talk to you. I mean, what do you have a kind of favorite memory or what is it that you're most proud of that you did with your time in NASA?
One of the things that I think I kind of most enjoyed was in the shuttle program. All the programs before that, we would launch a rocket one time and then never launch it again. Well, I was the head of the shuttle program, so we launched one and then decided we needed to launch the same one again. So that was one of my better launches.
And I suppose you've been following in the last couple of days that SpaceX has managed to send up their Falcon 9 with a Dragon capsule and retrieve that. What do you think the future of spaceflight is going to be?
I hope it's going to be good. People must understand the entire NASA budget is 0.7% of the U.S. federal budget. It's not much. So you can stop and it wouldn't make much difference to the country, but I think we're doing a lot of good work and I've enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm one of the people that's only recently become really, really excited about space, and I love it. That's why I came out here for the shuttle launch. Yeah. But I seem to find people these days, they don't seem to care about space. How can we excite them? I mean, other than sharing stories like yours, what would you say to them to make them realize how important it is?
How much fun it is to understand things. You know, you learn like the Saturn V that we went to the moon. I have a model in there of it. And that vehicle was 363 feet long. When the engines lit, it had 5 engines in the first stage. Each engine had more than 1.5 million pounds of thrust, and it burned. The propellant tank was 137 feet long and 33 feet in diameter. It burned all of that propellant up in 2 minutes and 44 seconds.
It's a miracle in a way that these things ever happen. I mean, how did you even begin to design something like that?
Well, when I was one of the first people down here to really see if we could have manned space flight, and so I'd been testing airplanes and everything, so you did some of the same thinking, you know, but you had to do it differently.
On a slightly bigger scale, perhaps?
Yeah, the fastest, I'm an aeronautical engineer, so I flew in the Air Force for 3.5 years. The fastest I ever flew was about Mach 2, about 1,450 miles an hour. But if you want to go to Earth orbit, you go 17,300 miles an hour, or 5 miles a second.
And what about the astronauts that went up in these vehicles that you were helping to produce?
That's how I got into it. One of the first 7 astronauts, a guy named Gus Grissom, he and I had been in the Air Force together testing airplanes. And I got out of the Air Force just about the time he got selected to be an astronaut, so he talked me into going to work for NASA.
Wow. But, I mean, that must have been pretty scary, seeing one of your friends sitting on top of all that rocket fuel.
Oh, there he is. But I had a lot of fun. That's what I did, was test airplanes for the Air Force. In 3.5 years, I logged time in 27 different kinds.
It seems like a lot of the people that started off at NASA, astronauts and engineers and people, were from a military background, but that's sort of changed a bit now.
Oh, yeah.
What's the best thing people could do if they wanted to have a career at NASA now, or in general space
flight? Almost anything. Medically is one very important thing, and how do you worry about stuff in a laboratory, you know, because we take a laboratory up there. Now, the first thing we worry about, now, the very first manned spaceflight program was Project Mercury. It had a crew of 1. And all it could do, when you launched it and put it in orbit, and you could change the attitude of the spacecraft, but not anything else other than slow it up to come down. And then the Gemini program was the next one, and it had a crew of 2 in it. And they could maneuver and change their altitude and a little bit of path. And then the third one was Apollo, so we could put it in Earth orbit and also go to the moon and land. But then we went from that to space shuttle.
And do you ever dream of going back to the moon?
I hope so. We had a lot. We learned an awful lot. I think we didn't go near enough, I think. We only made 6 landings on the moon. So.
Well, it's one of my ambitions to get. I'd like to be the first woman on the moon. So
that would be fun, I think.
So do you fancy designing me a rocket to send me there?
Well, I don't know. You got to have a little money, see. The trouble is, when we first started with what's now the shuttle program, I've got some models in the other room I can show you where we developed what we wanted to do. But the cost was going to be $10 billion to develop that. And so they came back and said, you can't have but $5 billion. So we said, well, okay. And they said, well, we want you to go ahead and get something going pretty quick. So that's why the shuttle that we have now was developed from the $5 billion project rather than the $10 billion. But the one we were going to build we would have flown. We were trying to decide whether we wanted to fly 45 or 60 times per year. But the cost per flight was 10 to 12 million. The cost per flight of the existing shuttle is 468 million.
Wow, so over the years they could have made their money back then.
That's right. But you realize that the entire NASA budget is less than 1% of the federal budget.
And you've achieved an incredible amount with that.
So I think we've had fun doing it, yeah.
That's great. Thank you ever so much for talking to me.
Glad to do it.